Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful for you joining us today, looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on an issue that's pretty broad and yet it's narrow. We're talking about headline news from a Christian worldview. And I've said before, and perhaps you've heard this, everything that we see taking place locally, nationally, internationally, and globally, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What does God's Word say in relationship to that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline just before the news break. We were talking about how Islam is rising up in our nation and around the world. I'm looking at a headline, "All are welcome?" Question mark. Islamist tell Christian pastor to go away from the airport that had invited him to a public chapel. Listen to this. This is another illustration. This is, you will not find this in the MSNBC news. You'll not find it in the ABC, CBS, or the Communist Network news. They're just simply not reporting it. This article, dated September the 30th, a Christian pastor who was invited to a publicly funded prayer chapel at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport has confirmed he went there but was told to go away. It's because Islamists had taken over the facility and were allowing no one else to use the tax-paid prayer room. The Southern Baptist pastor, Tom Escol, A-S-C-O-L, was denied entry to the taxpayer-funded chapel during Muslim prayers. The airport now is under scrutiny for the incident involving Escol, who had traveled to the state to visit the grieving family of his close friend, Vodi Bachman. Vodi Bachman's funeral, he was there to visit the family, a widely respected pastor who had died at 56 years old last week. The incident has reignited concerns about the growing trend of Islamic dominance. Hear that? The growing trend of Islamic dominance over publicly shared space and religious spaces in Texas. Escol, that's the pastor, explained on social media he was awaiting a flight when he heard an airport announcement inviting passengers to a prayer service at the Meadows Chapel. The announcement said, "All are welcome." Instead, he was refused access because of an imam-led prayer service. "They blocked my way into the room. Muslim prayer rugs lined the floors." His testimonial triggered dozens of others to share similar stories, being turned away from airport chapels by Islamists. "Denied access to a chapel built in honor of our American military men and women?" Question mark. "This needs to be looked into," one said. Another person wrote, "Welcome to America, where we promote the Islamic faith over all other faiths in no inclusion." The foundation noted that it either documented how the Orlando International Airport spent more than $250,000 in tax money to build a gender-segregated Islamic prayer room. They included washing stations, shoe racks, and more. A similar agenda has been encountered at Houston's airport, according to the report. And the article goes on and on and on where these things are taking place across the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're witnessing the rising up of Islam, the standing up of the Islamic jihadist in America. Now, I don't know about you. If it sounds like I'm passionate about it, it's because I am. If it sounds like I'm concerned about it, it's because I am. Because in 2009, some of the demographers said that by 2050, America would be a totally dominated Islamic nation. We find those like a young lad from Nigeria in, Milwaukee, that is running for mayor. And he said if he's elected mayor, he's going to bring the Nigerian platform to his city and make it a Nigerian city, which is totally dominated, ladies and gentlemen, by Islamic jihadists. And yet we're seeing today where people in U.S. government, in the House of Representatives, we got several that are Islamic jihadists, nothing more and nothing less, that could care less about America, could care less about our Constitution, could care less about anything that's constitutional republic or a way of life that is found giving us the liberties that we have in our Bill of Rights, God-given rights, codified in our Bill of Rights, and being carried out by we the people. We find that, ladies and gentlemen, should be onerous in the thinking and thoughts of every individual. I'm looking at article, Governor Abbott signs a law banning Sharia compounds in Texas. I touched on that. Let me just read you some of it. Governor Abbott ceremonially signed House Bill 4211 into law banning residential property developments in cities like Epic City, EPIC, from creating Sharia compounds. Sharia law, simply Sharia compounds, means Islamic law. Outside of the realm of government law, outside the realm of our constitutional law, outside the realm of what we call a constitutional republic, that they would have their own compound with their own rules and regulations. It goes on to say it would be defrauding and discriminating against all Texans. One of the issues at stake is the freedom of religion, Governor Abbott said. The fact is, religious freedom is a central part of the Texas Constitution. But bad actors like Epic and Epic City, tied to use religion as a form of segregation. We will ensure that we have the laws and law enforcement in place to prevent any attempt to build such a discriminatory compound in the state of Texas. During his remarks, Governor Abbott explained how those behind Epic City sought to create an entire city open only to Muslims, subject only to Sharia law, and restrict landowners and their ability to even sell their property when they wanted to in the future, or if they wanted to in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the dangers in that. And I use that, ladies and gentlemen, as part of the umbrella of many top headlines that we're talking about today, because I believe headline news from a Christian worldview ought to be understood and embraced by every Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today a takeover of our constitutional republic by the Islamic jihadists standing up. Perhaps you say, as one lady chided me a number of years ago on this same radio broadcast when she said, I go to a certain university right here in Jacksonville, and my math professor is a kind, loving man, and he's a Muslim. And it happened to be one that had formerly been the head of CARE, the Council on Islamic Relations in America. He was from Tampa, Florida, and he is absolutely antithetical to anything that's called a citizen of the United States of America that cares for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and anything about the Bible or anything about human relations. And a previous mayor had appointed him as the head of the Human Relations Commission right here in Duval County. Antithetical to anything that's called that would be viewed by our Constitution as a citizen in America and where we should stand. Ladies and gentlemen, may I repeat as we make a transition to other news headlines, may I say to you, we need to recognize what is happening and we need to hold our legislators' feet to the fire in relationship to what they do and what is being allowed. Some nations do not allow anyone other than American citizens with American constitutional rights to run for office. But yet we have so watered that down that we've got terror in the House of Representatives and some in the Senate today as a result of the compromise on what is truth and what is moral, ethical, biblical values. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, "Compromise Beliefs to Make People Happy. Ethics Complaints Against a Christian Counselor Who Criticized the LGBTQ Ideology." Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today compromise, where some schools, some colleges, some universities, most if not all those governmentally controlled organizations called educational bastions that's ruining, destroying, weaponizing the hearts and the minds and sexualizing the hearts and the minds of our kids and grandkids that go to those institutions. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an attempt to force Christian counselors to obey and submit to the woke culture that we're living in. This article says, let me headline again, "Compromise Beliefs to Make People Happy. Ethics Complaints Against a Christian Counselor Who Criticized the LGBTQ Ideology." Even as a related fight looms from before the Supreme Court, that of the statements of counselors regarding the injurious LGBTQ agenda being pursued by leftists across America. A state board in Kentucky has cleared a Christian counselor of frivolous ethics complaints that he expressed his religious ideas in private speech. The fight, according to Liberty Counsel, which reported on the dispute and continues to pursue reinstatement for the fired counselor, erupted over wild complaints that the counselor actually had expressed his faith in private statements. But the complaints, which raised issue, included the beliefs were discriminatory, were tossed out by the Kentucky Board of Social Workers. Liberty Counsel has told the state board that the counselor's social media posts are private, religious, and political speech protected by the First and the 14th Amendments, the Constitution, the Kentucky Constitution, and the Kentucky Religious Liberties Restoration Act. The counselor, whose name was not released, has been targeted by anti-faith complaints, including one that his former employer fired him. The fight to have been reinstated to his position continues. They complained his comments on faith were conduct unbecoming, yet all the complaints filed identify the approachable law and the regulation the state supposedly violated. The Christian counselor had only expressed his belief regarding human sexuality on social media. A Christian counselor that said on social media that God created only two genders, male and female. Not transgender, not multigender, not LGBTQ sodomite agenda, but only two genders. As a result of that, he's fired. And ladies and gentlemen, you'd be surprised how many Christian counselors that go through Bible college and seminary or a Christian university to be trained biblically to be a Christian counselor, and then they want to be able to hang a shingle out and say that I'm certified or authorized by the state. Listen, any Christian counselor that accepts state credentials, any state in the United States of America, if you're a Christian counselor and you accept any certification from a state agency, then you're under the thumb of the state agency that you cannot say anything about the sodomite lifestyle. You cannot say anything about that which is not, conducive for the Christian biblical worldview. Anything that you say in that realm, you're going to be dinged or chided or in some way harmed or hurt. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. It says, God's word is being misrepresented, twisted, or defiled. Worst of all, the betrayal is coming from superstar celebrities who profess the Bible, profess to be Bible-believing Christians. The betrayal is coming from equally influenced pastors and ministers. What is the betrayal? The betrayal is the affirmation of the LGBTQ lifestyle by those who ignore or twist God's word and mislead Americans. And it goes on to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, in relationship to a well-known television program where they're remodeling, rebuilding houses, and the people that's heading that up called the Gaineses, and they are now, for the fall show, they are high-profiling a sodomite couple that's they paid for the insemination of other of women to produce their child, that now they're a sodomite couple with two little boys that's going to be the heading up of the show in the fall on the remodeling of houses. It is the high profiling, ladies and gentlemen, of sin that's supposed to make Christians look at it and say, well, you know, that we got to be good to everybody, we got to love everybody, therefore let's embrace the sodomite lifestyle. That's being twisted and perverted. Churches today, pastors today, pulpits today are saying, and I quote, we need to invite all the LGBTQ to come into our churches, embrace them, love them, give them places of leadership, and let them be a part of the fellowship in the church. You know, I've got a Greek word for that. Horse feathers. No such thing. That's not what the Word of God says at all. But those are issues today that I believe every Christian needs to recognize as being the top of the news and see it from a central biblicist worldview. I'm looking at another headline. Faithful Christians are under attack. The assassination of Charlie Kirk in Utah College campus has laid to bare the deep intolerance and the rising tide of violence that is spreading across our land. It calls to mind the sobering words of Jesus, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, Luke 17:26. This climate, this writer says, of hostility is not confined to the political arena. It is spilling over into every sphere where people dare to speak the truth. Pastors are losing their jobs. Parents are being targeted for resisting radical ideologies in their schools. Medical professionals are jeopardizing their careers, and faithful Christians everywhere are facing cultural hostilities in their workplaces and their communities. And he goes on to talk about, says, consider one pastor. His name is Luke. Luke is a husband, father, bivocational pastor in Louisiana. In July, he was fired from his job at a public library. What was his crime? Refusing to deny biblical biological reality and use male for and female for pronouns for his co-workers. When the supervisor pressed him, Luke's answer was simple. I'm not going to lie. I cannot do it. I will not compromise. Ladies and gentlemen, may his tribe increase. We're finding today compromise in the realm of Christianity and spiritual leadership in our nation. I find it interesting, concerning, and just absolutely unbelievable with the amount of compromise that's taking place. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Jump in with your dialogue and discussion wherever you'd like. Jump in with your questions. What do you think about the shutdown? What are your thoughts about it? What are your thoughts in relationship to Islam? Do you believe Islam is a peaceful religion? Do you believe that Islam is trying to rise up and dominate so that the world is submissive to Islam? That was the plan. That was the program of Muhammad in the 7th century. That was what was taking place then. That's what spurred and promulgated the major inquisitions that was taking place on many levels, and the things that were taking place in that century, and is now rising its head and becoming new, not new, but it's old, but new from the standpoint of its attempt to force submission on a global basis. Looking at headline, this does not look like free speech. Officials are to investigate a university for blocking the Turning Point USA event. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Representative Chip Roy, said Wednesday they plan to investigate a university's decision to block a Turning Point USA event. This comment came in response to the report that Texas Christian University denied the student chapter's request to host an on-campus event. This doesn't look much like free speech to me, Paxton wrote on X Wednesday morning. I'm going to look into this. My friend Chloe Cole testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Expect an inquiry as to why she was not welcomed by you. Cole, who detransitioned at 16, now speaks out against gender-affirming care for minors. She said on X Tuesday that the university had been making its Turning Point chapter jump through arbitrary hoops for a while before ultimately denying the request for an available room. Christian colleges and otherwise need to step up and keep democracy and free speech alive in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Texas Christian University, a private school based in Fort Worth, Texas, and affiliated with the Disciples of Christ denomination, says its mission is to educate individuals to think and to act as ethical leaders and responsible citizens in a global community. The school previously came under fire in 2023 for offering a queer art drag show and degree program in the school. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if it's a Christian university, should that be done? No. Should that be challenged? Yes. Should there be an investigation? I say unequivocally, 100% yes, because it is antithetical to anything that's called biblical Christianity. We're talking about today headline news from a central biblicist worldview. And that's what we need to understand. Understand today that perhaps as never before in centuries now in America, we're finding Christianity, spirituality, under attack as perhaps never before. For example, a gunman opens fire inside a Michigan church. Now some say, well, you know, that was Mormon, so it doesn't really... Yes, it does. I disagree with their theology and their position. But their right of religious freedom to have a church and to organize as they see please under their denominational dogma, that's their religious freedom. But ladies and gentlemen, when a gunman drives his truck into the front of the church, starts shooting people, and then ignites the church, the whole church would burn down. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump said this about that. Another attack on Christianity. President Trump posted a message on Truth Social stating that the attack was targeted, said that the FBI would become involved at the scene. This appears to be yet another attack against Christians in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought not to be in our nation. Here's another headline. Company attacks an employee over a Bible and the cross necklace, and he gets warned in response. Managers at a manufacturing plant in Springfield, Missouri, attacked one employee for wearing a cross necklace to work and for having a Bible on his desk. They claimed those items made him non-inclusive and unapproachable, and they scolded him for being seen as part of a clique called Christianity, end quote. So now, a manufacturing plant says Christianity is just a clique, and he was part of a clique called Christianity. Couldn't have a Bible on his desk, couldn't wear a necklace with a cross on it. They chided him and warned him that he had to put the cross inside his shirt so it couldn't be seen, had to put the Bible under the desk or in the desk drawer, and now, as a result of that, it's being challenged. It is the American Center for Law and Justice that confirms it has written to the manufacturing plant in Missouri to object to the treatment and to insist on confirmation that the behavior will end and will not happen again. And it goes into further details about what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we need to recognize in America today what is taking place and the danger of that. We need to understand that our lives are not necessarily in danger of death, but our life and way of life as Christians, as moral, ethical people, as central biblicist Christianity, we need to understand that it's in the crosshairs. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, what should we do? How should we respond? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we should read the Word, study the Word, know the Word. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if you say you're saved, you need to be actively involved in a local New Testament church. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that God designed the church, and he said, then the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, the church is talking about the body of believers, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the ones that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. There's a great falling away today. The Bible calls it apostasy that's taking place in the church. So if I'm speaking to you and you say I'm a church member, if you say I'm a Christian and you're not involved in a local New Testament church, shame on you. Don't continue the fraud. Don't continue to deceive yourself. Don't continue to try to ameliorate what you're doing and saying that it's okay. Don't continue to claim that you know Jesus Christ and that you don't study his word. You're not praying. You're not in church. You're not building up the body of Christ. There's a need today for Christians to stand up and to be salt and to be light. Remember in Matthew the 5th chapter, the Lord Jesus says, If the salt hath lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden underfoot. And it's not talking about a single individual. It's talking about Christians. It's talking about the church. If the church has lost its savor, it is worthless. It is good for nothing to be tossed out and trodden underfoot. My question is, could it be that we're witnessing the church being trodden underfoot today because we have failed to be the salt and the light that the Lord Jesus Christ directed, demanded that would be in our society? Salt preserves rot, decay. Light illumines darkness. We're in a decaying, darkening society today, perhaps more than any other time in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, another indication of the falling away, another indication of the decay in our nation. Headline, the banner of tyranny. Philadelphia raises a Chinese communist flag. Philadelphia officials on Tuesday raised the flag of the Chinese Communist Party. The ceremony marked the CCP's October 1 National Day and included a co-organizer with ties to Beijing regime, according to the Epoch Times. The event reportedly whitewashes the violent legacy of mass killings, religious crackdowns, and cultural destruction that began when Mao seized power in 1949. Can you imagine? Philadelphia? Of all places, raising a Chinese flag in representation and honor of the Chinese Communist Party. I can't believe it. I can't imagine it. And yet, at the same time, we have the attempt by President Trump to remove all of the illegal invaders in America. And we're finding more and more that have been given positions of authority, positions of leadership, just as a superintendent of schools in Iowa, one of the counties in Iowa, where a man that's been on the wanted list since, I believe it was 2014, had been living here, took up false identity, has false credentials, and was hired as one of the superintendents of schools. And now law enforcement, customs, and enforcement agents, immigration, customs, and enforcement agents had gone in and nabbed him, and now the citizens, many of those in the schools and the educational department, are screaming and crying, we want him back. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the dangerous days that we're in. The Bible calls them perilous times. They mean it's dark, dangerous, devastating, and difficult. Ladies and gentlemen, just before our time is up today, let me remind you, this Sunday, 9:30 is Bible study time, and then at 10:45, our morning worship, we'll wrap up our study in the book of Jonah. We'll be in the fourth chapter of Jonah. The title of the message Sunday morning, Angry at God? Question mark. Have you ever been angry at God? Have you ever blamed God for something that happened that you thought shouldn't happen? Well, we're going to be talking about that Sunday morning. Looking forward to having you as our special guest for Bible study at 9:30, worship service at 10:45. Looking forward to having you as our guest this Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
We at WTRJ The Truth are happy to tell you about our new shout-out feature on The Truth smartphone.